41 to the city after he came back, he requested.
Oh, of course he comes in.
And I must always come in. I just think he's got to have a feeling that you know, you can't send him off on a long trip like this having asked to come in. And he won't ask very much.
Well, he's always been a good guy. I took a lot of time on him. Yeah, well, I started right on time.
And he's a guy that will do us some good.
I just took a good 40 minutes. Why not? We don't
waste
and also, you know, also that Bobby's on our my office, you have spent a little time making it important and giving personal messages to everybody. And this is, I understand that sort of thing. That's kind of their VRP. Because he's a totally loyal, decent man and selfless. And that's different from some people who come.
Sure, he's not pushing.
That's different from some people. And goddammit, Josh
played this whole game so nicely.
And it was got hard for
him. He's going over there and settle down a little. How, should we get a problem with your friendly vice president?
What do you want me to do?
Well, he doesn't want you to do anything, but he is, as I told you, is not doing the radio TV correspondence dinner. He's going to be in Hawaii that day.
Well, also
addressing the county officials, which is fine. And,
do I have to go to the We don't have to.
That's no problem. We can get rid of it out. The real problem is the gridiron. If he has to go, he'll go. He won't refuse the president's request. But he has, the way he's put it now is that he has serious personal convictions about attending the dinner and wants to be excused. And,
you mean because he doesn't like them?
It's apparently, for one thing, he's found out the main skit is going to be Mack the Knife, which is about the vice president. Doesn't want to sit through it.
Is he so sensitive?
Seems to me that's exactly why he ought to be there. He's a lot better out there than he is not, I guess, but
is he that sensitive?
And,
Bob, then he could have been there except for the crap I had to sit through.
I know.
They tore me to pieces.
And that's where you gain with those people who are sitting through it. It isn't any fun. But nobody, you're not going for fun, you mean.
Of course, I just get the feels I don't like to do these a bunch of shits, and I do too.
Well, I kind of agree.
Maybe we just ought to start boycotting Gotham.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, except that the left wing has got a big boycott the Gridiron Club thing going. And I hate to have them.
Why is the left wing boycotting?
Women's Lib.
Oh, shit. Is it Women's Lib?
The Women's Lib are boycotting our the press that don't belong to the Gridiron. About 250 of them started a movement urging people to boycott the Gridiron because they don't permit women. But they really want is because they don't permit them. You know, because only a few of the press guys belong to the Gridiron, very exclusive. So it's in, there's a flap over the thing, and he'll go if he has to, but he just very much doesn't want to go. And the reason I raised it again with you is that we'll, you know, say that he really should, but he may raise it, he may come back to
you. I think it's going to raise quite a something if we both.
Yeah,
president and the vice president refuse to go to the Gridiron.
Especially in the year when
we did that all our show last year though.
I think he's just got a piece of music on it.
There's only one page.
You know, it's only a few minutes it'll be and it won't be that high caliber. Bob Hope sat there. Went all through the stuff with him Jefferson.
Went on. Yeah.
Nagging jokes, he knows he's.
I don't know. He needs somebody to get that damn sensitivity level down a bit. Are you suggesting that are you implying maybe I should go?
Oh, absolutely not.
I'll go if you feel so.
No, sir.
I'll change my schedule. I'm
no, there. Sir. Oh, no. Under no circumstances.
I bet totally. I just don't feel I should change my mind on it, because then they're forcing me.
Is any question on that? The only thing I'm raising is how, you know, my inclination is, and that I have gone back, is to go back and say that yes, he should go, that it's important to want to be there.
You should go this year, and I'll go next year, and you can skip it next year.
You know? You're going to make a hell of a thing if he's not there, especially with a flap about.
Who the hell tells him about this skit? They're not supposed to tell about the skit.
I don't know. Apparently, he's found out. The main skit's going to be the same.
talk to, you know, at the end.
He does the end, he talks, which can be effective as hell.
That's right. That's how we're telling him. I tell him that he feels exactly as I felt for 8 years. So I hated it every year. And Eisenhower only went one of those 8 years. But that I felt that going was a plus. You know, and particularly because making the last speech representing the administration, responding to the toast of the president. I took in a remark that I think that next year he should not, that next year I will do it, and he would not have to go to the period. My general feeling is exactly like his, but I kind of feel he ought to do it. I don't think I'll call him and talk to him about it, though, Bob. It's something that I shouldn't get into that pandemic. He can't be an adult enough to do it. Fair enough.
Yep. Stock market recovered from its declines, back up, went up 6 today, so it's up to 882 again. Is that right? On 16 million shares. So it had that sell off for a few days.
Yeah, it dropped from where was it? It was up to 88, almost 890 at one time.
87 or something.
One of the main things is this, the
drop.
One of the benefits of David Spagan dropped 9 points one day, and that was all of our, or, you know, question about downtown stepping up and the rest. Congress is a matter of goddamn. Kind of talk a little, particularly when the time was bared out.
But you know, I think it was 0.11 and 2.13 the last 3 days, gone up 13.
It was downtown the center. I'm not too worried about it. I don't want it to goose up too fast here. But it's good to have it at 80. Have it hanging at 82 is a finish.
81.98. It shows there's still plenty of strength. I mean, even when you get a solid wave that you
have, you sell it off and he starts out.
Now,
the
other thing,
only to the effect that it was because of Laos that was down. Now, should
somebody play that?
That was one thing they had. That's kind of hard to merge, kind of talk. You could say that it was in the Monday papers because of Laos. Now, Christ, they fight everyone. It had nothing to do with it at all. Too active on this thing like this. And he shouldn't put me on this.
A few things have got to be.
We haven't done much.
We put Dan a little bit in. Very little, but it's required to do.
I think it's an advantage for him.
Just overall this, he's
got to be the last speaker.
Gain more than he loses, that's for sure. But those, it's important for him to build himself with that group of people. This is you. Does it waste of time for you?
Absolute waste of time. The bastards all hate my guts anyway, so I'm not going to have anything to do with it. Those people are no good, Bob. They really aren't. You know who they are.
Yeah.
The members are no good. The members are a bunch of people with two yes, sir, and assholes too. They're the American elite.
Yeah.
Who always write winners. You know that. I know those cocksuckers, so I'm not going to worry about it. I may not even do them next year. I really don't. I may not do them next year. Just maybe the gridiron should be the kick in the ass. Why should we be
playing? Well, I think it should. The gridiron, the alfalfa, and all that stuff. It's just,
it's a...
People are going to do in the Bohemian Grove. You going to do it this year?
I feel like that too.
It's their 50th anniversary.
100.
Your 100? Is that
the 100th anniversary of the Grove? I think that they're going to have women of all things.
At the Grove?
Or just one night. Or for one entertainment. But, I'll tell you what to do is to check out immediately what it is, and the night that they do have women's work, but I will not talk. That's the one thing I will not do. I don't want to go and make a speech. My last speech in the Grove was a good one. I want to try to have to top it. Rather than going to the Grove on their 100th anniversary, I can just stop in at the club on one of their nights, you know. Not 100th anniversary, but Harvey Hancock is good. dream to go because people love to go, you know. And I haven't looked you over. Check to see what members of the cabinet have done there.
They had a good representation last year.
Yeah, I understand that. The cabinet was there.
They work on it. The members.
Connelly, is he going? I see that. He should go.
Yeah, he'd be good at it too. So members, they do a pretty good job of cutting across and making sure that,
let's forget about the height of the cross sections and all that. Frankly, it's distinguished from some of our other people here. place like your insurance company. So goddamn profit to you, because you're telling somebody he doesn't.
Sir?
Huh? He does it. Now why the hell will other people just do something with their total?
Well, we've got, you know, we've got a bunch to do.
We've got, I suppose, you know, the you know, Magruder, Ziegler.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ballard, the some of that crew that we've assembled are people who do something. And some of John's crew, Morgan,
Mark,
and Taylor.
Alex, they're probably more than I realize. Because I thought I wanted about two more, like Colson around five. I'll call in. Like, I just don't want to call him every time.
But, there's, Alex is another one of him.
Reading the ball for her.
Who's coming?
I should show us.
Wait just a minute.
$78 with you, you want for breakfast?
What do you think is it? Should we make it at 8?
He'd like to make...
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's see about the time.
Bush's at 10. For breakfast?
Yeah.
He'd like to make 8:30 minutes for breakfast. Downstairs?
Yeah.
Downstairs, probably.
Yeah.
Just a minute. I have time. Sit in, yeah.
What's the
afterwards?
It's
just let them wander in later. Don't have them sitting at the table.
What's else?
Sit. Okay. He was going to sit in front of me and just walk in and sit in.
A minute.
But I don't think you want to sit in the table.
No. I thought it's like we're using them for that purpose.
But Ron should feel free to walk in on a thing when he's not a part of it, and that's
no problem. But it's
okay.
I think the breakfast idea is a good idea when these people want. Then that son of a bitch has had it. It's only oh no, what the hell are the next Saturday?
That's Shakespeare.
Oh, listen, why don't they have Conley? Have they considered that?
This is not welfare.
All right. You're right.
We're using kind of an awful heavy drink,
sir. That's enough.
I'd say it, don't you?
All right. We'll do
it. Yeah. And it gets away with it. That's...
I guess that's what you're...
You can get away with it.
How are other people in here? I'm going to put some other people in here. I don't know if they're out of the camp there or not. I'm going to say. It's nice. It's birthday Saturday. He's going to stay both nights, is he?
I think so.
That should be. Go on with the press thing on the board, right? Okay. What's on the 5th that you did with me the trip thing?
Yeah,
Rochester. Let me see if I get you right on both of these. Rochester, I can get back and have a little Camp David that night.
Sure, good.
And they all on. sort of thing. When's the farm out there?
Farm dinner?
What the hell is a Etherington dinner?
What?
Etherington says dinner. Etherington, 23rd.
That's a voluntary action.
Oh, I
remember you wanted Etherington and the Etherington's, Romney's, Ed Berlin's, Pinch's. This was the first time we could get those people together.
The other agriculture dinner is May 7th,
Agriculture Day.
About cranking a big thing up on that. With maybe a big agriculture display on the lawn.
Sure, how about a fair?
That's what we're talking about.
How about a fair?
Johnson did a county fair, but this was a midway deal with a lot of honky tonk. What we're talking about is a real county fair with livestock and...
Oh, then you get the county fair with the carnival.
But not that way. Not, it wasn't an agricultural county, it was a carnival. He had a carnival. What we do is not the carnival thing, but just the... Well, have the prize sheep and hogs and things like that. You know, we can get the 4-H Club grand prize winning livestock that's on display in the White House.
A real fair.
Sure.
Right.
And agricultural machinery.
And have the dinner out on the lawn.
Or put up a huge marquee in here.
Maybe you can do it in the roast garden.
I think what we ought to do is to have the dinner so they don't have to come back.
They
were black tie.
Were they?
Damn right, I think they were.
I kind of think the farm people would like black tie.
Yeah. I think so too.
Rather, I think it's a bigger compliment to them than hell with having a farm thing.
Where their wives.
People who come to the dinner would be a different bunch than the people you have during the day at the exhibit out here and all that. The dinner.
Or you recognize future farmers,
Americans, right?
And so forth.
And that's what you do the daytime thing. You tie to the kids, 4-H and future farmers and all that. Just like we could have some demonstrations of, sheep shearing or cow milking or something like that.
Because if you're feeling about all these tricks, you're kind of idea. That I should do more or less, I don't know.
More trips or more
talks?
More, less talks
on your trips.
I think you should do the trips, but not do very much.
You don't think I have to do much talking?
I think you just plod along.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So that's enough. Well, I hope so. I'd be glad to. I think, I'd be glad not to do the talking if I
said. It's a matter of doing listening.
It's really sick. It's really the question of coming in that big old airplane, isn't it? What the hell does the press have? What do the presidents say at all? Or what the
pressure is? You're in a closed session, then Hart and then, on the farm trip, our guys go out and brief on what you said. And on the Rochester trip, our guys go out and brief on what you said.
Well, I said listen to them.
But you say it's kind of like that other thing. But we'll do some picture stuff. The Eastman Kodak deal or something. Where they had a redevelopment thing that they're working on for Rochester. But I don't think you want to get into a big... big thing of trying to think a lot of speeches. There is one proposal that may work out, may come up, that might be worthwhile, but I don't think there's time to do it right. We're going to just figure a simple and quick way to do it. Is the Iowa State Legislature invited you to address the legislature when they heard you were coming?
Thank you, Governor.
Now, the legislature has endorsed revenue sharing, and it has won some sort of award as the best small state legislature in the country. And
this is
maybe not a bad thing.
That would be a nice thing. Give me a 15-minute speech. A 15-minute redo. Maybe put Sapphire on. I don't know. Well, they can pick up what I've tried to say. The key lines. One thing, Bob, if you will tell, I guess I was going to write.
It may not work out.
I got arrested. No, I'd like to do the legislature. I think it's a great idea to appear in a state legislature. That's a hell of a compliment to that. That would really tear the place up. And I'll tell them I believe in state government. What we are doing, this is a new revolution. That's a chance to release.
It's symbolically
the
repeal of the State of the Union. Probably that it may override the farm story.
I'm sorry.
But the farmers will still get the farm story.
Oh, well, there's two stories there. Let's do it. I have a feeling that, and this, I don't think it's the price, I noted it, Sapphire here is, our people seem still to be, I think they are too, intellectual to recognize the necessity for repeating a good line once you have a good line. Sapphire, even in our, in this creative thing, changed the new generation of peace thing. I mean, he didn't. The line, basically, has meaning only when you state it this way, and I had lived it differently. To enjoy, so that Americans can enjoy what they have not had in this century, a full generation of peace. You just simply say we want a full generation of peace. You see, it doesn't relate to anything.
Sorry,
you know, I know Sapphire doesn't. I know why he didn't do it. He wanted to write it a different way. And they, all the people say that I keep repeating the same thing. God damn it, Bob, they've got to keep putting the damn thing down the same way. Do you agree or not? Or
yes. No, I do.
Absolutely. Have you talked to them about this?
Yes.
What is the answer today? They say that.
They say they do. See, they think they are repeating it if they put the full generation piece back in.
You've got to put it in exactly the way it's said. Just exactly the same way. Repeat it. And let me tell you, Pope, in a very different way, put it in terms of jokes. You're remarking, you know, about how he said he was, you know, he said, you know, one thing about a joke, he says, every word must be said. And the timing must be right, or it doesn't come off. If you miss a word, you make you blow the joke. He said, I'd like to see the smoke of the pot that I sat on, or something like that. But he says, and I said, I'd like to see him and use the pot that I smoked, or something like that. But then he repeated, you know. But the point that I made is, the same is true in quite a different way in terms of rhetoric. You've got to repeat mine until they get it. God and say, do you remember how I used to repeat in that? They can't repeat that line. What has made America great is not what government did for people, but what people did for themselves. The press was sick of it. Our people were sick of it. The audiences loved it. And finally, it was used and it's through. I just feel it. You must hammer everybody. We get a good line, repeat it. But getting back to this, if I can take more trips and frankly do less, and wait for preparing. I just think you just gotta remember that when I get up just to talk, everybody expects me to, you know, say something brilliant. So I gotta prepare something. And if you can figure out ways that I can get up and talk and not prepare anything, I'm delighted.
I think we can in these things that other than your, you know,
I have a legislature, maybe it's attendance. You just say that. 1,500 words. The best thing about, say, 10 minutes is 1,500 words. And you'll agree that radio thing today was a hell of a lot better for being short than if I had gone as it was. I cut out approximately 800 words out of it, which would have made it around about 8 minutes longer. And I said, no, just cut it out. Don't you agree?
Yeah,
I get it done.
I think it could have been, wouldn't have hurt a bit to be a little shorter.
3 minutes more. 4 minutes more. 20 minutes. Speech writers have a hell of a time to get these gems.
You covered enough ground in it that there was a reason for it to have some length on it.
Yeah,
it's around different subjects.
Well, you can't cover the state of the world. It couldn't be less than 20 minutes, and they say you haven't done justice to the subject. See, that was right. I understand that.
And you had to hit Laos and Vietnam.
Laos, Vietnam, the Middle East, all of it. And obviously, we have that 2 or 3 million people from the
South. Probably a couple million.
Pretty big audience. You know, you start to think of it. And, you know, it's a damn good way to get out and do something without.
Plus, big chunks of it will be replayed.
to use a couple minutes. The radio delivery lends itself too to that kind of screening. You can read fast, get it over with, you know, and it comes over well. And that's why I think we might just find a few other things that are on radio. You know, we want to remember that the radio thing we did in the campaign, I was a candidate then. But you know, the president can fire and everybody is going to listen. You know, anything, call, spit. And I think we might
have this radio in the campaign. We bought 15 minutes of time on one network.
Once in a while we bought 10. Yeah.
This thing, you're getting every radio
and you know,
can blow you away. And it's so easy for me.
I just get in there. I didn't spend more than an hour looking over that text after it was finished, marking it up, thinking, hurry. Jesus, how easy it was for Roosevelt.
They'll make up no lights, no
nothing. You don't have to worry about anything screwing around. Just sit there at the desk and read it through. And bang, there it goes. And for those that heard it, it gets across the point. They're following it. Because of lack of impact. I understand that you just have me go out and maybe what we're talking about is the symbolism of just the man. I just,
that's a great
thing. Part of Air Force One, going into town, sitting and meeting with people, not talking. I think we haven't talked to the Air Force, do we? Read the crowd, go ahead and see. I think that's a horrible picture, standing there shouting in their way.
No.
I wouldn't agree. I think one of the things you do just is
run the car by the fence.
Yeah. Do just a few.
Length.
Just do a few of those events, right?
There'll be people as you ride downtown going in the building or wherever the temple is. It's,
we had thought, you know, having press conferences and everything else in these trips. About meeting the local press.
Well, we're having the
since not just we'll have the regional briefing.
That's not and you wrap that up, and then we have the local press comes in.
Cocktail reception.
See, reception, yeah. Shake hands and then.
I'm sure feeling that on the press thing now, we're still just do the police border policy. That's what we're going to do.
It seems to me that's what you're shooting for.
They want it, and everybody else spent all their time in Vietnam, but that's right. We've got a damn good story to tell in Vietnam. Might as well get our story across, huh?
I think so.
When they have time for, I don't think we'll bother with those private dinners this week, but we could have one next week, couldn't we? Right?
Yes.
What group did we have? What group did we have? We got lots of good, lot of program here. The farm trip, Rochester, the judiciary, Newport, that'll be a little bit.
See, this graduation should be a
good
pitch.
Good story. Be the best story of the week.
Next week,
we get me a little remark for that, too, of course. I want to be sure that that's put on a real dog. I've got to do something in Florida in an offshore way. Can we go to the University of Florida State?
You can wait a little bit, though.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like this Irish thing, the way that's coming up. And then on the 19th, we'll do an office press conference, right? And make that a domestic policy, or just general. No, domestic. I just have a feeling this we're making the message. That maybe I can do more in the press if you don't try to do so much. If I don't have to try to have it know everything, you can concentrate on it.
is the Italian dinner is on TV, the Italian visit.
Boy, are they going to put it on? Did they read it? But how much are you going to read
by that? I don't know. They're still working on putting it together.
The whole thing got a very good fight in. Address the nation, let me tell you, all this bullshit.